So ladies and gentlemen, great pleasure to introduce to the podcast another fantastic person who is an Amazon seller himself, has been selling for what, I think a couple of years, and has come up with a brilliant software solution to a problem, well, multiple problems actually, that many of us have. And that man is the very charming Ryan Bredemeyer. Ryan, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Michael. It's really a pleasure to be here sharing with your group today. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, we're creating a little bromance here already. I mean, you know. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Usual dumb questions, you know, tell us about your background. How did you come to be selling on Amazon? How come private label, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Sure. Well, I've started, as you said, a couple, 2.5 years ago or so. I was part of the ASM, you know, that whole fanatical crowd.
I did.
And a lot of great, I learned, that's where I got started. It's really amazing training for me, you know, and at the same time, sort of a tip of the iceberg, because I find something I want to do, I find a problem, and I push my brain on it, you know, until I figure out how to really conquer the thing. So ASM really got me started in a powerful way and launched me into a whole journey, really. So that was kind of a launching point. I started selling it, doing really well, pretty much straight out of the gate with my first product. It was one of those just really generic products that everybody and their aunt was selling as well. But still, because I think I'm maybe pretty creative, you know, I like to really think and push hard, I did pretty well, nearly dominated that market for a while. And then I started wanting to branch out into other products too. And I had a friend, Nikisha Muhammad, who's actually a world-class coder as well. She was doing a website design company at the time. I started talking to her about this and some needs that I had and some problems I was encountering. It piqued her interest. She started wanting to learn about selling on Amazon. So then we went into business together on that, had a joint venture, a whole brand on its own that we sell together, did even better with that brand. You know, I just love partnerships. You can build off somebody else's brilliance, you know, and really bounce things so much greater than the sum of the parts. But then, you know, she started seeing some of the same problems that I was having with, well, basically with issues with Seller Central and the limited reporting and wanting to really run a tight business. And so she said, Ryan, this is, I can do this. You know, I can, wow, you could build this into it. What? So we started like dreaming up together, you know, basically we rewrote our dream Seller Central. Okay. And that was our internal tool. And we actually allowed a few of our friends and colleagues to use it as well, who were finally like, guys, this is ridiculous. You gotta sell this thing as a subscription. You know, this is too good. So that's what we started doing. And that's really how Hello Profit was born, our joint software company. So I really love Nikisha though. She is just a great lady, brilliant thinker and world-class coder who's now, you know, the lead dev of Hello Profit. Don't need to speak too much on the software end of things, but that's really how I came to be selling on Amazon and now in this position with our popular product.
Amazing. Right. So tell me more about what were the problems with Seller Central? Why did you feel the need to go and do something as massive as develop a software package? You know, yeah. Why not just use what's on Amazon Seller Central, you know?
We didn't really know what we were getting into all the way, though, you know, Nikisha has the smarts to be able to pull off what so many other sellers and really software companies have tried to do, but it's really a behemoth task. One of the major issues that we're always running across is you can see these revenue numbers, Seller Central, but it's so difficult to really have a sense, even with QuickBooks or something like that, or Xero, it's really hard to have a sense of what you're profiting. And once you have more than one, two, or three SKUs in there, everything kind of gets clumped together in that view on Seller Central. And if you launch a new product, you're not really certain how that thing on its own is really doing. You know, which products, now you have 10 products, which ones are really which variations of those products are really profitable and which ones are kind of bleeding you out. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to see that clearly and then, you know, cut out the ones that are just draining you and then build more on the ones that are profitable. So that was our first thing, needing to see real statistics on what's going on in our Amazon business down to the ASIN level. So that was kind of the crux of it at the start.
So that was the driver for the main thing. So before we get into Hello Profit in detail, we'll talk about that. Obviously, it's one of the buzzwords that's going around, you know, which are the software packages to have. So tell us more about profit and loss. What would you say are the commonest 2, 3, 4 problems that Amazon sellers have with profit and loss?
Sure.
What's the problem in the first place?
Yeah, the problems are, well, as I was already saying, not being able to really get an accurate gauge on how you're profiting in your company. But really, it's not, I've done a lot of thinking about this, obviously. I don't think it's finally Amazon's chore. It's not their task to help us know our profitability. Amazon is bent around an amazing customer experience. That's it. That's like their mission statement. That it doesn't really actually touch on the sellers at all. So what's in it for them to be really developing a robust system of reporting for their sellers? It doesn't really help them. directly. And so we came to see that, you know, this has to be something, if we want to know what's really going on in our business, it's on us. So we went to the payout report, right?
Yeah.
If you've ever downloaded that CSV file.
Oh, yeah, it's horrendous.
You may have 30, 40, you might have 100,000 records, okay, of every single little fee. And like way over in this column over here is the ASINs associated with or a customer, like, it is not humanly possible to go through all of that, you know, manually and figure out what's happening. So that was one of our original needs that we have to solve this together, because we do not know where we're profiting and where we're not. And we find that's a consistent theme of customers. We also, we've done a lot in the promotion field. Okay. So that's a whole story unto itself, but when we built some software around that, but it was really still hard to know how many promos were given away on this ASIN or this variation, or what is that really doing to the bottom line? Because Amazon doesn't have any clear way of helping you search for or understand the real impact on your profit for the numbers of units you've given away. It's really hard to even know how many there are, because they gave that silly little widget on Seller Central, right? Of like the top five ever given away. Like, what if you have 50 different promotions? It's just, and at that, it was like 24 hours behind at best. You know, it's just horrendous. So that was another real pain point for us. So first, we don't know our profit by ASIN. We don't know what the promotions are doing to our profit either.
Right.
Thirdly, we have no idea, really. It's so difficult to understand what the ad spend per ASIN, that effect really is on profit.
So I was gonna ask you about that, because there are lots and lots of different issues here. So thank you for laying those out.
Yeah.
So
there's, it's really complicated.
It's very, very complicated. No, you're right. And like Amazon's, yeah, back end, as they call it, lovingly. Even that sort of sounds a very unlovely term, and it is a very unlovely thing, right? It's ugly.
It's pretty accurate. It's about a
pretty ugly. It's the back end, you know. So how do you deal with Amazon ads costs? Let's just deal with that first, because Amazon ad costs are one of those things, you know, where do you even start? For example, what do you personally do? Would you add up all the Amazon ads costs that you spend on one ASIN and then divide it by the number of sales to get an average ad cost per sale? Or is it via particular products that you've sold? Can you split them out? And that's kind of a question. I mean, an Amazon ads is one of those things that is not in Amazon's interest to flag up how much you're spending on it. Of course, they don't make it obvious.
They'd rather obscure that fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's very clearly there's a very direct conflict of interest.
Right. Exactly.
But how do you deal with the Amazon ads? Let's start with that, because I know that's one of those big hidden
costs. This is a very exciting topic for me, and there's a lot to say about this. And one of the most exciting features that I'm really excited about releasing in HP is actually sort of a wizard that's going to help to optimize ads. And I'm not trying to just sell a product. I'm just so excited about this feature, because of like what it's like. The logic is already done for us. We've saved like a third of our ad spend without decreasing our sales at all. It can get better than that, but like, so there is so much to share on this topic. But in brief, the purpose of HP is to help you to see your real profit now. Okay. That's what's going on in HP, and that's really not available in the same way anywhere else. So to do that, Amazon doesn't, as you say, make it super easy. The highest level answer to that is there's various reports that we pull in through the API, and a couple different ones we're actually pulling that information. Akisha could speak to that a lot more clearly. But those reports, the main one is available the morning following for today. So tomorrow morning, we're going to get the information on today's ad spend. They don't report it before then. The numbers are not available before then, nor is the ad spend even completely finished before then. So you can't know today's numbers yet, but you can know every other day in the past numbers. And that's really sufficient for being able to tighten up your ad spend, figure out where you're bleeding out and such. So at the very top level, we pull that number in, and at the top level merchant dashboard, we're deducting, you know, that day's spend or that range of spend from that range of sales. It becomes part of the calculus to get down to your actual profit numbers. So you have it at the top level for the account as a whole, so you can tell how you're doing just in aggregate. But you can also drill down to every single ASIN and every single child of every variation of every, you know, parent ASIN. And you can see HP will aggregate on that product level page. Okay. It's like another step down, but you'll be able to see on that for that ASIN exactly. Even if you have different ad groups or different campaigns, it'll aggregate all of the spend just for that ASIN you know, against
okay,
the
so
sales.
Okay, so aggregate from different campaigns and so forth. That's worth knowing, because I know there's other software out there, it's like PPC Scope, which I'm not expecting you to comment on, because obviously it's up to me to go and talk to those guys. But I know that there is stuff out there that will aggregate sort of all of your Amazon data in one big lump, which gives you a few wake-up calls, but I'm not sure that that's massively valuable. It will break out keywords, which is a different thing again. Do you deal with the keyword analysis side of things, or is it just purely the profit, or how does that interaction work?
We do in a light way right now, and in a more powerful version of that is upcoming. That was one of the things I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
But we do have a campaign reports right now where you can analyze how keywords are doing, and you can it's a more powerful reporting tool than Seller Central, for instance, but that's not a very high bar.
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty much anything is, yeah.
Anything, right. But, you know, but at least you can, you know, choose ASINs, and there's an aggregation thing that's going on there. You can choose date ranges that are any date range you wish, unlike Amazon, which has some like predefined ones in a dropdown for you as if they know all of your needs.
Yeah.
And you can set thresholds already as is in HP for, you know, what ad spend, you know, like amber level, like, you might be getting out of your comfort zone, and then red, like this is, you're totally bleeding out. And then it highlights automatically for ones that just make no sales at all. So it's really easy to spot keywords that you want to put into a negative keyword list and stuff like that. But there's a lot more really, really cool features coming in that, on that end of things. But yeah, those were some of the problems we're trying to solve.
When are those features due to kick in?
Oh, don't ask that question.
All right. So you're just working in the midnight oil and just working away.
Exactly. There's so many great things going on at once. It's kind of unfair for me because I'm not in the development end. I can't really speak to the timing.
No, I'm just trying to get an idea, because obviously there's a multitude of different tools out there which will help with things like profit analysis to some degree, PPC analysis to some degree, but a lot of them are kind of in beta, coming out of beta. So it looks like a lot of people are racing for the same prize at about the same time, which is quite interesting.
But there's plenty of pie. I'm not really concerned. You know, there's kinds of sellers. So, you know, I'm not in it, to be clear, I'm not just here to sell HP, because obviously I love it and I invest in it. But it's just really exciting to talk about like the problems that I've encountered as an Amazon seller. Some of those problems, hopefully we can help you with. There's a lot of others we don't, right? But
Of course.
It's a great conversation around any of these.
It's a conversation that is one of those things that I think probably because the way things are sold, like Amazing Selling Machine, I confess I was also an Amazing Selling Machine person. So,
it's okay. You don't have to go to confession.
We all get over it eventually. But I mean, there's such a, because, you know, they had that thing, and we can probably talk about it. Yeah, why not? In Amazing Selling Machine, they have this, I don't think I'm breaking any big IP code here, you know, the mafia code of silence, but they have these little badges that, again, you don't, where you get to like a first sale, $1,000 a month, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, et cetera, et cetera. So, which is kind of sweet, and is kind of, it gamifies the stuff, which is very smart, I think, psychologically.
But what
it does is put a massive emphasis on sales, and
revenue.
Amazon does not like to tell you how much you're spending on Amazon ads ineffectively. So obviously, it's one of those conversations in short that doesn't come up with beginners, but after a while, people sit down after their first product and the dust is cleared and they go, oh shoot, as you would say in the States, since you're so polite, I have missed any kind of profit here. So, I mean,
exactly. It's
one of those things that the more advanced you get, the more you're aware it's a real problem, such as,
you
know, people just don't get. So if you're listening to this, guys, and you're not thinking this is a problem, trust me, you almost certainly have a profit problem. You just don't know it yet. Go look at your numbers.
There's always greater profit to be found. It's wonderful. So that's the wonderful thing, that not just Hello Profit or any sort of tool or any strides that you take to really dig into your numbers, you're going to find areas that there's just fat that has to be cut out. So I encourage you, whatever tools you use or your own spreadsheets, but, you know, take some time and daily review that stuff so that you can really get a clear picture on where the profit is and what things need to be tightened up. Because think about this. What if you can save 10% of, if you can tighten things up like 10%, that's a huge amount of increase in profit. You may need to launch another whole product or two, or who knows how many, you know, it depends how many products you already have. But if you can tighten things up that much, it's actually so much more time effective in terms of, you know, getting to new revenue or profit levels, goals of yours, than trying to just start other stuff over from scratch that are similarly bloated. So it's the thing to do, to tighten up your profit zone. You know, any good business person is going to tell you to mind the store, you know what's going on and make sure that you're really maximizing your profit before you start bloating yourself.
So we've already talked about the fact that Amazon Seller Central is a pretty miserable back end. Obviously, Hello Profit is an amazing solution from what you're saying. And obviously, I've had a little play with it myself. I'm not like fully signed up to anything yet. But what is it that you can do with that you're not going to be able to do with a spreadsheet? Oh, tell me about the spreadsheets. Is that a possible solution?
Well, that's where we started. Okay. That's where Nikesh and I started. And finally, there's I don't care how good you are with macros and, you know, automating things. You can do probably most if you really, if you're expert with spreadsheets and you're willing to pay a serious team to manage those spreadsheets for you and distill the data, you can probably replace something like Hello Profit to maybe 80% of it. There's some stuff that's just too advanced. It's just not going to work in Excel. All right. But you can, and you're going to spend way more on a team. And we were doing that actually to manage these sort of numbers. It's just absurd. And you really have to get so proficient or hire somebody that's super proficient in a tool like Excel. But these reports are so strange and so bloated, and they change from time to time. It's better to build a tool that can actually learn, you know, different possibilities of how Amazon might report the same thing, and then, you know, to be able to streamline things. And Nikesha should be here to talk about this, but it's a data nightmare. And so if you're going to try to do that and do that well, I think you're probably going to go crazy first. You're going to spend all of your profit hiring people to help you do it. And the opportunity for error when you're doing all this stuff manually is immense. So you probably will miss the mark at the end of the day anyways.
Okay. So, well, I don't think we need an expert to tell us that this all sounds like a nightmare. So that's good enough for me. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, I just want to relate to that just briefly. My attempts at breaking down profit and loss by ASIN, because I went to my accountant. He's also got an MBA. She's a smart lady, you know, and said about 2 years ago or whatever, whenever I set the company up. And I said, look, I want to break it down. I want to have granular figures. And I created a billion accounts on zero, like sub accounts, which, you know, is not wrong if you're running a big business, but she still hasn't achieved it. I asked about 4 weeks ago to do some reconciling, and there are like 1,500 things to reconcile. It'll probably be done by Christmas, but by then I could be broke. I mean, so it's one of those things that I've attempted to do it via traditional accounting methods. And
oh, good for you, though.
Maybe, but it wasn't good for my blood pressure. And it's funny because I was in a mastermind the other day with a couple of people that you know, and I haven't got permission to talk about them, but we were all saying, like, one of them being up since 4 a.m. doing some work on trying to get his reconciling between zero accounts and other things. And he's driving himself nuts. We're all sitting there going, oh my God, how do I get the numbers? So yeah, this is your, I do believe you. I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to big your product up artificially, but I have got to the point, we've all got to the point of any serious sellers are going absolutely nuts. So yeah, I believe you with the spreadsheet. I thought it was worth asking you because you've obviously tried it, but.
We have. Yeah. There's been multiple generations of the Hello Profit, like Profit Logic engine in there. But the original HP, you know, Profit Engine really was all built around those spreadsheets that we worked so hard to develop, you know. So yeah, and we think that's great. If you guys are doing stuff like that already, you know, hats off, keep that up.
But yeah, the trouble is it didn't give me the result I wanted there, which is I want a dashboard, not for my tax accounting, that's a separate issue, but I want to know as a dashboard, you know, whether I'm profitable or making a loss on a particular profit, whether Amazon ads campaign or a particular approach or particular keywords, you know, right. I need to know. I feel like I'm driving blind a lot of the time. And this is the most worrying thing when you've got lots of money wrapped up.
Yeah, you might have put in, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 into inventory, and now you can't even tell if you're profiting with it or not. The irresponsibility level is pretty high at that point, you know. So you got to get something that's going to take all of this nightmare away, so you can just see clearly what's going on, and then you can get about your business of being a business owner and starting other products and, you know, growing and scaling things. You know, this, unless you're a programmer yourself and really expert in accounting, I got to outsource stuff that I'm not expert in. I just have to be honest about that. I can't do everything.
For what it's worth, in our mastermind the other day, there was a guy who actually is a very expert programmer, but he was still moaning about the same issue. So obviously he still has the same thing. And somebody else in that group who is very good with spreadsheets, and he's still not got on top of it. So like you said, I believe you when you say, you know, you need to have a team of magic elves and a great spreadsheet wizard, and it still won't be right. Because other people I know have tried those very things. So if this solves the problem, it's solved. You know, it's the $64,000 question, really.
Yeah. Another related question, which actually HP is not the answer for right now. We hope to develop something for it, but I don't know if you've had a lot of conversation around inventory and statistics around that and projection around that. We don't have a module for that right now, and we hope to some point here, but whatever way that you can, you know, that's another really important area to either become really proficient in or find some tool to help you with, because there's so much, you don't need to be preached to about this, but, you know, running out of inventory is so darn damaging, you know, to all of the promotion, all the sales velocity making the algorithm happy, all that kind of stuff, right? So if you're out of inventory for a week or 2 weeks, what does that cost you finally, right? What happens to, can you calculate the loss of having run out of inventory for 2 weeks? It's not just the sales that were lost in those 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So that's related to the profit question, if that's kind of the theme of the conversation today, and something to really get a handle on. And then on the other end, if you have too much inventory, of course, you get gouged with long-term inventory fees, right? Remember that? So it's quite a balance, that calculus, to know the right amount. And that the algorithm that you got to basically build to handle that is, you know, multifaceted and complex. You got seasonality, things to consider, right? You have lead times of your suppliers to consider. You know, what are you doing it by sea? You're going by express. You know, what are the associated costs there? The time, the ads, fudge factors of Amazon not putting your inventory for sale for like 9 days after it hits sometimes for random reasons. You know, they're transshipping stuff. Oh my gosh. You know, it goes on and on and on. So that's another really, it's something I'm really passionate about too, and trying to come up with our own solution for as well, because it is so closely tied to the profit question.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so that's something you're working on, but haven't got down yet.
Yeah, I can't help you right now, but I hope to.
So I wanted to just talk about other numbers that we need to track, and what you've talked about inventory. Obviously, that's really important, as you say, it impacts on profit.
It's huge.
And you've given me a couple of scary thoughts today that I hadn't really thought. I thought, yeah, God, yeah, there's the opportunity cost, there's the cost of giveaways, the cost of getting ranked again, right? That's
pretty frightening. Huge. Or hey, and just to add to that, just because you were selling, say, 100 units a day before you ran out of inventory.
Yeah.
After you do promotions again, let's say you follow the same exact promotional strategy that you did 6 months ago to get to that point. The field's changed.
Yeah.
Right? So now the algorithm's changed. You're not necessarily going to be able to tickle it in the very same way. There is no guarantee that you're going to get back where you were. There's no guarantee. So it could be a long-term loss for just because, you know, you miscalculated or you weren't conservative enough or whatever, and you just thought, what are the odds, you know? And then you get like, I'd rather keep the cash in hand. I'm passionate about this because I've lost out big on this very thing.
Yeah, I hear your pain. I've been there as well. And yeah. Like you are so right that actually there's no guarantee of where you'll end up back. It's just,
no.
It's almost a lottery, but I guess it isn't a lottery. There's probably some maths that you can put into it to make it less of a lottery. But yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but if you just don't run out of inventory, I know it's not always possible. It's just sometimes not humanly possible. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, I get that. But we should at least know what's going to happen so that we can prepare, so that we can, whatever. So we need some sort of tool to help us with that. Another important factor in the whole algorithm thing is cash flow, right?
Yes.
It's not like we're all sitting on a mountain of cash here that we can just buy as much inventory as we possibly want. So like when Amazon actually pays you out, you know, if you're not somebody that's just independently wealthy to start with, okay, but like, so cash flow is actually a real issue for you, which is I think 99% of us, okay, then you want to be very aware of when Amazon's paying you out. And if you can have some projection on what that payout's actually going to be, right, then you can make some more educated decisions, or you can build that into your algo so that you will know not only what the ideal inventory order is that you should place, but what's actually going to be feasible at that point. Okay. And then if it's smaller, then maybe you gotta ship by air because you can't buy as many at once. And so that means you're going to have to get it there quickly, and you're going to have to get the next order there more quickly. But of course, air costs more, right? So, wow.
So yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a huge cash flow side of it. And presumably Hello Profit does address cash flow things to some degree then, since you're touching on it, or is that something that you've stayed out of, or how do you handle that?
Okay. Well, we do have, it does kind of project, it'll show you what your projected payout is for sales to this point. Okay. But it doesn't like project like the future or what where you're going to probably end. You can do that on your own pretty easily based off like, say you're halfway through your payout cycle. You can just basically double that number, you know, if you think that things are going to be similar in the second week. So I should be clear, HP is not like a full accounting solution. It doesn't replace Xero or QuickBooks, but it does give you the real numbers that you're going to want to have to be able to run your accounting and your bookkeeping well in something like Xero or QuickBooks.
Okay.
So I should be clear about that.
Yeah, that's good to be clear about. And yeah, there is a difference between any kind of immediate dashboard and I guess longer term figures. But talking about cash flow then, so that interacts with profit, but what do you personally do? This is a little bit away from Hello Profit, but you're an experienced Amazon seller. So what do you personally do in terms of dealing with cash requirements, like projecting cash flow, basically? What's your process if you have one?
Okay. The simplest thing that I found is to go for products that produce a fantastic ROI. I choose 150% for myself. You can do whatever you want. What that means to me is that once I sell a unit on Amazon, I'm going to be able to pay it off and associated expenses and have enough cash profit left over to buy another 1.5, essentially, units. Okay. So it builds in a fudge factor so that I don't need to be quite as perfect in my math. I'm able to guess a little bit more, and there's plenty of space in there for, say, an increased ad spend, for there being an increase of competition, so I have to reduce my retail price, you know, which screws up all of the math.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right. So if you are get too married or too excited about a certain product, and you kind of just take the risk, even though your original ROI numbers aren't really that generous, your product lifecycle is already, you know, you're already a good portion of the way through it. Okay, so that'd be like my top piece of advice to myself going forward as I launch more products all the time, or anybody else that's listening, make sure your ROI numbers look really solid. You know, I recommend like 150% or better, and that way, if all other things stay the same, but your demand increases because we're assuming that you're going to be taking over that niche, okay, you'll be able to buy more inventory than you've ever historically sold and not have to pay in again. Okay, so that's kind of like my...
So it becomes kind of... Each product becomes self-sustaining, not only in terms of sustaining itself, but it having a bit of growth built in to so be able to you order 1,000 units, next time you order 1,200 units. I mean, in theory, okay, you probably ramp it up, wouldn't you? But
right.
So the difference between ROI and profit is an important one as well that people need to be clear on, which probably to you, since you're in the profit space, you probably think like this is totally obvious, but I do hear conversations where people get confused with this. So can you give us an example with a couple of numbers? Like, you know, just keep the number simple, like $10 landed cost or something.
Okay, well, let's see. So, you know, the FBA, that tool for the profit calculator at Seller Central? So if you like Google FBA revenue calculator, I think, go ahead and like search for that. And then this would be a great little tutorial for your group, you know, if that's not already part of what they do in a regular way. So you can, that tool, you plug in an ASIN basically of your competitor. So it then calculates the different FBA fees and things that you should expect to have as well if you're selling a very, very similar thing with the same size and category and stuff like that. And then there's a little field where you can plug in your landed costs. Okay, so your unit cost and inbound shipping total. So when you add those together and then you click calculate, Amazon's going to show you a green number, hopefully it's green, at the bottom, which represents the amount of anticipated payout to you for one sale of that ASIN. Okay, so you can take that number then. Let's say the number turns out to be $10 of payout. All right. Then you divide that by the number that you put in for your costs, you know, inbound shipping and unit cost. And you can hopefully, let's say like the inbound shipping cost and unit cost combined was $5. Great. Now you have a 200% ROI. So, you know, 10 divided by 5.
Yeah. 200%.
Okay. So that's great. I love products like that. That means it is a lot of growth. That means you can decrease the retail price because of competition if you have to. You can do a lot of giveaways. You can do a lot of promotion and ads. You can, you know, all kinds of stuff, and still you're going to be profitable and be able to actually grow when the demand grows. If you can see that calculator, it really becomes clear quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I use a great deal. So yeah, that's something I probably should. I mean, I use it with anyone I'm working with or trying to explain it to listeners or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so say the total, so the simple math would be something like you spend $5 up front, and then after whatever sales price you've got it at, let's say you spend $5 up front, you have $5 on Amazon costs, so you end up with $10 profit. So your return on investment is the $5 is the investment, and the return is 10, so it's 200%. That's the basics.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'd be an excellent example. I'll sell that. I'll go into business with you and partner on that product all day.
Happy to do that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So then the $10 million question, because, you know, $64,000 back in the day was a lot, but let's up the ante here. The $10 million question is, how do you find products with an ROI of at least 150% or the 200% or anything like that?
Wow. Well, that is a great question.
I mean, I realize it's outside your expert area, but you're an Amazon seller. Let's talk turkey.
So actually, I can speak to this a little bit. Well, I do it all the time. So in Hello Pravda, there's another tool, of course, a real popular one out there, the Jungle Scout, which I also recommend. It's a great tool. We have something inside of Hello Pravda that comes with the tool set, which is it does a lot of similar stuff with that. Is that so? I'll go on HP, and it's Product Genie is what we call it. Okay, and so I just search for all kinds of things in there, and over time it aggregates all kinds of data. Even stuff that I wasn't searching for, because it just happened to show up in the results as well. And it all goes into my database that's associated with my account. Okay. So then I can search against any of the data in there for stuff that I didn't even know I had. So you can search for stuff that's, you know, within a certain, I usually look, you know, for a certain BSR. I'm not really interested in sub 100 like I was originally taught. It's just so darn competitive. You know, so, but if you're in the 200-300, if you're in the 1,000 range, those are great, great products. So then, you know, you take those and you find product. I like to look for ones that, okay, I could do this. It kind of fit. It's not a bowling ball. You know, it's not crazy heavy. It's not huge. So I've done a lot of shipping internationally. I have a general idea what this is going to cost to ship. I can see just a very cursory search on, say, Alibaba, which is not the only go-to place for sourcing, but it's good in a lot of ways. So I get a cursory understanding of what the unit cost is going to be, add those together, do that calculation, you know, on the FBA tool. And, you know, I can tell within a few minutes if this is going to be a decent option or not. So there's some great tricks out there, like looking into the node or the subcategory and seeing the products in there. Go to a competitor of yours or somebody that you think has a similar business model and look in their storefront and it's public data. You can go there and look and find other product ideas for yourself, right? I think, I don't know why people don't do that very often, but that's a great way to find, like, leverage other people's research.
Yeah, that makes a great deal of sense. And I like that what you've just outlined, just making little notes for myself, that really, you're keeping it very simple. You're not getting over involved in spreadsheet madness to start with. I mean, you might do that later potentially, but I mean, would you tend to do things like downloading the CSV file from Jungle Scout if you use that or any equivalent, and then going through the data sort of in any kind of more analytical way? Or is it just kind of obvious to you if it's a good product or not?
Yeah, I don't really get into the analytics of it, but it sounds like you might have some tips there that I could learn from.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm probably a little bit cautious because I just think I've seen myself, and now I'm doing a bit of mentoring thanks to the podcast. I mean, you know, nothing massively advanced. I'm not trying to take people to scale them up to 100,000 a month straight away. But I mean, even with, you know, products are product, right? Now, there's so many people I see go into products that the sales numbers look good. But when you really crunch the data, especially with Amazon ads costs taken into account, it's suddenly what looks like an attractive product just isn't anymore. And I think sometimes people just don't really look into the numbers enough. And like you said, if you've got a really fantastic looking ROI, if the numbers are big enough, you can kind of have a lot of wiggle room.
I think there's a lot of those products out there. They may not be huge, huge, huge sellers.
Yeah.
But if you can get 10 or 15 sales a day and you know the ROI is 150%,
yeah,
launch 10 of those and retire. Well, not retire. Just keep doing that. It doesn't have to be all amazing home runs to build a dynasty, right?
Absolutely. I've got to agree with that. Definitely.